Thank you, and welcome into the Bonesville pregame podcast. Al Myatt, joined by Kevin Monroe. Kevin, of course, a great defensive back in his playing days at East Carolina, and the Pirates started the season on Saturday with a very competitive contest with NC State. East Carolina, the dominant team as that contest progressed, but the Pirates came up short, and Kevin, in regards to the game with State, the defense played outstanding, I thought. Offense gave the Pirates a chance to win. Special teams was the area that didn't perform, and let's just talk about that contest. 21-20 win for NC State last Saturday.
Yeah, it was a rough deal. Tough pill to swallow. You know, as a fan, as a former player, watching that game, because you know, I think Pirate fans knew that the game would be close because we saw this team, you know, kind of getting better at the end of the last year and, you know, winning four games in a row and starting to kind of pump its chest a little bit and get more confident under this Coach Houston system. And to be at the end of this game and have a chance to win it, I think was great just for the team morale, for the program, just to know where we're at, you know, number 13 team in the country, and you basically, you know, manhandle them for at least the whole second half. I mean, they didn't score. Their all-conference quarterback was 17 for 33 with the interception after only throwing 5 interceptions all year last year, after completing 65% of his passes a year ago. So to shut those guys out was just very, very impressive by this defense. And then offensively, you know, it wasn't the best game the Pirates have had. We weren't able to run the football, but we were able to throw it a little bit, and we were able to score when we needed to. Had the letdowns in the kicking game, you know, whether it's the hold or the kick or whatever you blame it on, it just didn't work out. And so the Pirates have a tough loss here in week one.
Well, it was a game that didn't go into the win column, but Kevin, there are a lot of things you can take away and build on going forward. And of course, East Carolina has a challenging opponent this week right here in the region, more or less, Old Dominion, coming to Dowdy-Ficklin Stadium for a 6 p.m. kickoff on Saturday evening. And the Monarchs got a lot of attention by knocking off Virginia Tech 20-17 in their opening game.
Yeah, I think this Old Dominion team is a quality opponent. They are an FBS opponent. I think people still kind of see them as the FCS team they were, you know, a few years back. And so they're in a tough conference. They, you know, this is not their Super Bowl. As you said, they beat Virginia Tech. You know, they play Georgia State. They play App State. They play a lot of good opponent, Marshall, in their conference. And so they play a lot of good teams. They're not afraid of the Pirates. They were not afraid of Virginia Tech. And so the good news is they won't be sneaking up on the Pirates, and the Pirates will be ready for them. And I think that's you know, evident in the fact that the folks in Vegas have the Pirates as about a 13-point favorite, because you know both teams played very, very well in week one. But I still think the Pirates are the better team. But they you know they do a lot of good things, as we'll get into. But they are certainly an opponent that the Pirates are expecting to be good.
Well, it'll be a 6 p.m. kickoff, which might be a little bit more comfortable for the fans than the noon start against NC State. But I thought the crowd was definitely a factor in East Carolina's inspired play after halftime last week.
Oh, there's no question. I mean, it was deafening in there. And, you know, NC State had a lot more penalties than the Pirates did, especially the illegal procedure or false start penalties. And it was because of that noise. I mean, you could not hear yourself think on that field. And so the biggest crowd in stadium history, 51,711, just very, very impressive. And the fans had a reason to be excited because the Pirates were in the game all second half, and especially late at the game with a chance to win. And so the students never left. You know, the fans were there. And being noon, you know, the game doesn't end at 9 or 10 or midnight. And so people weren't having to leave to get their kids home, to get in bed. So it was just a perfect atmosphere, with the exception of it being very, very hot. I know the heat was a lot for people to handle, and I heard a lot about people going down under the stadium during halftime to kind of cool down, to find some shade, to find some air conditioning. So that was a factor, certainly on the field as well. A lot of players were cramping up, but the environment was just incredible.
It was, and also heard some complaints from fans about the length of the lines to the concession stand, but hopefully that can be resolved and be more efficient in the future. Kevin, another aspect of that NC State game was pass protection, and Holton Ahlers had time to throw no sacks, and that certainly helped.
Yeah, and that's a defensive line. That's maybe the best defensive line the Pirates will see this year. Oftentimes, I don't know what it is about NC State and their recruiting, but they seem to always have very good defensive lines, even in seasons where they've been mediocre. They've had two or three guys go to the NFL off their defensive line. And so that's one of the best defensive lines they'll face. And to be able to protect in the passing game the way they did. Now, the run game was a different story. They were unable to move those guys. There just wasn't any room for Mitchell or Harris to run the football. And that was a little bit disappointing. Holton Ahlers did find some lanes in that quarterback draw, and that was helpful. Picked up some big third downs, got us in the field goal range at the end. But in terms of just pass protection, I thought it was one of the better games I've seen, from East Carolina offensive line perspective in a few years.
Well, Kevin, Old Dominion won five games last year to become bowl eligible. They were defeated by Tulsa in their postseason contest. Off to a good start this season. They've got a quarterback returning. I got an outstanding running back this back. And a quality tight end. A lot of starters back on offense for the Monarchs. So the Pirate defense will once again be challenged.
Yeah, I mean, this is an Old Dominion team that was against a tough opponent, there in week one. And so it's hard to kind of gauge what they did, Virginia Tech, to say what we can expect. They do have, Blake Watson, who's their kind of lead running back, had 19 carries in that Virginia Tech game. Only had 3.2 yards of carry. You certainly want to have, in that 4-yard carry range for your running backs. But we know what he's capable of. We know that he's got the ability to do it. He did score one touchdown. So he'll get the majority of the carries again this week, barring any, injuries. So that'll be interesting. You talked about Hayden Wolf, the quarterback. Only completed 40% of his passes against Virginia Tech, 14 of 35, which was not a great day, but he took care of the football, didn't have any turnovers, didn't throw any interceptions. So we'll see. We know he's talented, just didn't have a really accurate, week one. And that'll be something that the Pirates can hopefully look to benefit from, maybe get some pressure on him, maybe get some interceptions. So we'll see. But offensively, they are very capable. Allie Jennings is their top receiver. He caught the majority of the passes for the majority of the yards. I think of the 165, I think he had 122 receptions. So he's certainly the guy they got to keep an eye on, pay extra special attention to. It's kind of like Thayer Thomas for NC State. You had to know where he was at all times on third downs and in the red zone. And the Pirates didn't do a great job of keeping up with him, or that game wouldn't even been that close. So I've got to do a better job this week against Allie Jennings.
Kevin, do you think East Carolina will be able to put that NC State game in the past and put forth the full intensity against Old Dominion?
This appears to be a very mature team. Even though they're still young in age, they seem to be very mature. And the guys that we interviewed after the game, from Holton Ahlers to Miles Berry, they were all just saying the right things. I can just imagine what the locker room was like. Disappointment. Some people probably were a little bit, upset with the kicking situation. But everyone said, he's our guy. Owen Daffer's our guy. He won us some games last year. He had a tough outing. We'll bounce back. I'll go to war with him. I love him. And so I feel like this is the way they've handled this has been very mature. So I say all that to say, yeah, I think they will be able to put it behind them. Tough losses are tough losses, but it's just week one. It's not week 12. And so I think, knowing that it's not a conference game, knowing that all the goals that they set for themselves for this season are still all attainable, I think they will move on. I think they have to move on. And so tough loss, rival opponent. But the other thing, though, the thing that we were always, pushed to to be aware of from Coach Logan was that playing these in-state opponents was a huge recruiting game for the Pirates. And he would always say, when I go into the living room of a kid that is considering us versus NC State or East or North Carolina or Duke or Wake Forest, I need to be able to say, not only can we compete with those teams, but we can beat those teams. And so I think even in a loss, I think the recruits that were on hand at East Carolina on Saturday were very, very impressed with themselves. They were impressed with the atmosphere. They were impressed with the play, with the coaching. And I think they know that we just kind of gave that one away and we weren't beaten. So all in all, it was successful. Just won't go in the win column.
You know, coaches invariably say that there's the greatest improvement during the course of a season from week one to week two. And the factors that kept East Carolina from winning last week are certainly correctable. Talk a little bit about that, if you would.
Yeah, you know, I think that, and we'll get into this with the keys of the game, but I think certainly the running game will be first and foremost. I think you know, Coach Kirkpatrick and Shankweiler and those guys are going to be all over the running game aspect that have been this week, and we'll make sure that that's cleaned up some. You know, defensively, more pressure on the quarterback. You know, I don't think we were able to sack Leary either last week, and so just getting more pressure on the quarterbacks will be something that they would have focused on. Just small things like that to clean up. Overall, I think they played good. Obviously, the kicking game, you know, and you know, there was a picture going around of, you know, one of the kicks, Daffer kicked the laces, and you know, that's all part of it though. You know, if you kick and all you do is kick at practice, you're going to throw in some bad ball kicking. You're going to kick the laces. You're going to kick it leaning the wrong way. You're going to do all these different things just so you're used to anything that may happen during the game. And so there won't be excuses. They're just cleaning things up and hoping to make it better against ODU.
Well, Kevin, let's talk about that Bonesville tradition. Kevin's keys to the game.
Yeah, it starts with the running game, right? Make no bones about that. The Pirates were not successful running the football a week ago, and we talked about the good front seven, defensive line specifically for NC State. They have to establish the run. Keaton Mitchell was able to get free once or twice, you know, once with the pass play. The other time was backed up deep in his own end zone. But they've got to find a way to get that done. Roger Harris and Keaton Mitchell have to be successful. You know, I think 150 yards will be minimum for this team this week, and they gave up close to that against Virginia Tech, so I think it's doable. I talked a little bit about the pass rush. They have to find a way to get this quarterback. You know, he gets flustered. He's you know, was only completed 40% of his passes a week ago. So getting in his face will be crucial to the Pirates being able to find a way to win. And then I think it's a no-brainer to talk about the kicking game. You know, it just cannot be what it was last week. It has to be more consistent. We have to be able to count on it. When the offense can march down the field and get you within your range to make a field goal, it has to go through the uprights. And so the Pirates have to be solid in the kicking game. Old Dominion was able to turn Virginia Tech over four times just through the air, four interceptions. And so the Pirates have to take care of the football. Now, I'll add that as an extra key, is that, you know, they can't be sloppy with the football because they've shown specifically in the secondary that they'll take it away from you. So got to be careful with the football here on Saturday.
Very good, Kevin. And we'll look forward to that 6 p.m. kickoff Saturday against Old Dominion and hope the Pirates can even that record. And as always, enjoy talking with you, and we'll look forward to next week on the Bonesville pregame podcast.
Appreciate it, Al.